In spite of any result of any constitutional convention, I have no intention of running for a third term. Don't you think that two terms is enough for any man?
My countrymen,
as of the 21st of this month, I signed Proclamation number 1081, placing the entire Philippines under martial law. This proclamation was to be implemented upon my clearance. And clearance was granted at 9 o'clock in the evening of the 22nd, last night. I have proclaimed martial law in accordance with the powers vested in the President by the Constitution of the Philippines.
I know that opportunity has been knocking at the door for a long, long time for the Filipino people to rise up on their own and build a new nation and build a new country of which our children and their succeeding generations shall be proud. We build a new country, a new nation, and new people in this new society.
Mrs. Marcos, I said, if your husband is sincere, nothing is impossible. But if your husband is not sincere, nothing is possible. And believe me, I said, if you are not sincere, then the question is, how many will die?
Amnesty International repeatedly cited the Marcos regime for the practice of arbitrary arrest, torture, disappearances, and political executions. But Marcos always maintained he respected human rights.
There are no political prisoners. Nobody is in prison because of his political belief.
Mr. Marcos, hear the cry of your people. You have been in office for 16 years. We do not want your blood. We do not want revenge. We do not want to hurt your family. We only ask that freedom be returned.